Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Word of God in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. These are the commands, decrees, and regulations that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you. You must obey them in the land you are about to enter and occupy. And you and your children and grandchildren must fear the Lord your God as long as you live. If you obey all his decrees and commands, you will enjoy a long life. Listen clearly, Israel, and be careful to obey in all things. Then all will go well with you, and you will have many children in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Listen, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you're at home, when you're on the road, when you're going to bed, and when you are getting up. Tie them to your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Verses 1 through 9, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Then briefly, Psalm 1 tells us these words. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. But not the wicked. They are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly. For the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction. All of Psalm 1. Father, thank you for the opportunity, the privilege, the blessing that is ours to open your word every day and spend time one-on-one with you as you speak words of life, blessing, grace, strength, and encouragement into our lives. Empower each of us to become much more faithful hearers and doers of your word, and help us to fall more in love with you and with your word with every passing day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word and your commands and how you call us to do better things, how you call us to walk in your likeness, and how your law is love. That is just so amazing, Heavenly Father. So, Heavenly Father, I do ask that we'd meditate on that more and more. That we'd meditate on the death and life and resurrection of your Son, Jesus, and of the gift of your Holy Spirit. In your holy, holy, holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're very blessed and honored to have with us in studio today students from Tupelo Christian Preparatory School. And it's been a blessing to have them in the past, and we're grateful that they could come and read the Word of God with us during this Thanksgiving season. Before they come, we're going to ask Coach Andy Carter and Principal Kathy Russell. They're going to have a brief word and say a word of prayer with us before these students come to read.
Yeah, thank you, TCPS. We believe that education is a partnership between the home, the church, and the school. And so we believe that our mission is that we are leading students in partnership with Christian families to know Christ and make him known. We do that through academics and athletics and fine arts and servanthood activities. So it's a pleasure for us to be able to come and bring students to read the word. And we partner with AFA and some of the things that we do here in Tupelo. And so it's a great, great partnership. And we're so thankful for all we get to do with AFA. So I'll lead us in prayer. Father, we thank you for all that you do, and both through TCPS and here at AFA and AFR. And we just ask that your word would go out, and that we thank you that you've preserved it for us, and that we have a source of truth that as we teach it at our school, that it's the one source of truth that we have in this world to depend on. And we thank you for all the ways that you bless and that you give us so many things. And we ask that you would give us opportunities to share the word with others, as we have today through this broadcast. We thank you for each one of these young people and their families. We ask that you would bless them as they come to read your word. And we ask now that you would go with us through the rest of this broadcast and the rest of this day. And we thank you for Jesus and what he accomplished on the cross for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And our principal, Kathy Russell, she's going to say a word of prayer as well.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Lord, I just want to thank you for these children and the opportunity they have to read your word over the air. Lord, I pray that those that are listening will be blessed. And I just pray that as we go throughout this day and the rest of this week, that everything we do will be in your glory. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. The students who will be reading are Emma, Michaela, Beau, Jace, JT, Noah, Greer, Eli, Miller, and Mana. And we'll get started at this time. Okay.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock, and now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Oh, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. Psalm 27, 1 through 7.
Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge, according to the image of him who created him. For there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3, 9 through 17.
Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then, as he entered a certain village, there he met 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, Go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the other 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Luke 17:11 through 19.
Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and we not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Psalm 100.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow, death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare the table before me and persuade my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23.
And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 through 22.
When you said, "Seek my face," my heart said to you, "Your face, Lord, I will seek." Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries. For false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would not have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalms 27:8-14.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument with 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp with harmonious sounds. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the work of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works, your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked springs up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. Psalms 92:1-8.
You're listening to students from Tupelo Christian Preparatory School, reading the Word of God. We'll be right back.
Feeling lonely, this world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up, some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough.
music of Toby Mac with I Just Need You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're privileged to have with us in studio today students from Tupelo Christian Preparatory School, and they're reading from the Word of God, and so they will pick up once again at this time.
For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold, your enemies shall perish, all the works of iniquities, they shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eyes also has seen my desires on my enemies. My ears have heard my desires on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall forsake the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar tree in a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of God. They shall still bear fruit in an old age. They shall bear fresh and flourishing. To declare the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and he is no unrighteousness in him. Psalms 92:9-15.
If you were then raised with Christ, seek those things which are above Christ, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on earth: fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which yourselves once walked when you lived on them. But now yourselves are put off all of these things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Colossians 3:1-8.
Amen. Amen. You've been listening to students from Tupelo Christian Preparatory School reading the Word of God, and we're grateful to have them to come and to lend their voices to the Lord as they share God's truth on the airwaves. Thank you all so much for coming today. Again, students from Tupelo Christian Preparatory School, and the passages that they read included Psalm 23, Psalm 27 verses 1 to 7, then Psalm 27 verses 1 to 7, and then Psalm 27 verses 8 to 14. Then also Psalm 92 verses 1 to 8, and then Psalm 92 verses 9 to 15. Psalm 100, Luke chapter 17 verses 11 to 19. Colossians 3, verses 1 to 8, Colossians 3, verses 9 to 17, and then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 to 22. Again, excellent readers, and we're grateful to have them to come in and to share. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're, again, had guest readers to come in from Tupelo Christian Preparatory School. I want to take time now to share an additional passage from the Word of God, the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 4, then verses 10 to 20. Again, Ephesians 6, verses 1 to 4 and verses 10 to 20. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. Then, starting at verse 10, a final word: be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you'll be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And pray for me, too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. I'm in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador. So pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should. Verses 10 to 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. I want to take time now to share an article from the AFA Stand that we wrote. This article is entitled Redeeming the Time with Our Children. Again, Redeeming the Time with Our Children. See that you walk circumspectly, redeeming the time because the days are evil. A portion of Ephesians 5, verses 15 and 16. Then Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Again, Proverbs 22, verse 6. Then Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In Isaiah 54, 13. Then Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck. Again, Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. And then Psalm 127, verse 3, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Again, Psalm 127, verse 3. Then Matthew chapter 19, verse 14, Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Again, Matthew 19, verse 14. Let the children come to me, Christ said in Matthew 19, 14. Our Lord Jesus took time with children and blessed them in his earthly ministry, and we're wise to be sure to do the same. Our children, once they arrive on the scene, immediately begin to grow and grow fast. They're born into this world, and oh, how time flies. A few days after they're born, you blink your eyes and they're graduating from high school. How time flies. We as parents have our children for a few days and then they grow up and are gone on their own. So we are wise as parents and ministers that work with children to make the most of our time with them. In other words, we must redeem the time. We must use the time we have with them very, very wisely. Psalm 90 verse 12 tells us, so teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Again, Psalm 90, verse 12. Yes, we need to redeem the time with our children. Yet a critical question is, how do we do that? What are things we can do to redeem the time with our children while they're growing up in our homes? The following are a few discipleship projects or goals to pursue in the midst of discipling our children. They're tasks that can encourage spiritual growth and maturity in our children's faith and in their lives. In other words, these are things we can do with our children to help us redeem the time with them. Have each of your children read 3 chapters from the Bible aloud to you each and every day would be one suggestion. If you're a grandparent, you could have your grandchildren to read 3 chapters aloud to you daily by phone if you need to do it that way. Coming up with a way to reward them so that they will be further motivated to read God's word can often be a wise approach. Another idea, pray daily with your children. Pray the Lord's Prayer with them. Pray the Ten Commandments with them every day. Pray Psalm 91 with them daily. Reward them to memorize each of these prayers and allow them to lead them sometimes. Next, pray the prayer of Jabez and the prayer of Isaiah with them every single day. Another suggestion, assign them mission tasks daily. Some possible mission tasks could include calling granddad or grandmom or an elderly person in the church or in the community, and read a chapter from the Bible out loud to them by phone. Call them and pray for them. Go to the store and give out gospel tracts as a family. Another suggestion, give your child a cash incentive to read a book about a missionary. Pray daily with your children for ministries and missions and missionaries. Another idea, have each of the children memorize the Ten Commandments and recite them aloud to you by memory. Another idea, discuss the meaning of one of the Ten Commandments and talk about them and how a Christian can live out that command in their lives. Next, have Bible quizzes with your children. Figure out a way to give them prizes for correct answers. Another idea, give your children incentives to memorize passages, extended passages of Scripture, and recite them to you aloud. Another idea, reward them for reading the whole book of Jonah out loud to you, the book of Ruth, the book of Mark, Philippians, etc. Another idea, again, and these, again, the ones we've mentioned are just a few, and there are many more that one could easily come up with. But these are just a few ideas, but probably you could quickly come up with a much longer list of ideas. A key goal for us as parents, grandparents, Christian leaders who work with youth, etc., is to make planting the Word of God into the hearts and minds of our children a high priority. The Word of God does so much for all of us and our children. It saves us, guides us, molds us, shapes us, and does so many other things to bless and encourage us in our walk with the Lord. The Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. So when your child is reading the Word of God, he or she is spending time with Jesus. And remember, the Word of God, Jesus, heals all the ills of life. Let's be wise stewards of our time with our children. Let's do all we can and should to introduce them to Jesus Christ and to guide them to live their whole lives for him. There's no better life that our children could possibly live than a life lived closely and faithfully following Christ. Dads, moms, servants of the Lord, let's redeem the time faithfully with our children. Again, the title of that article, Redeeming the Time with Our Children. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. Again, joseph@afr.net. Then another article, this next one is entitled The High Priority of Discipling Our Children. Again, once again from the AFA Stand. Another article that we wrote and put on the AFA Stand. Again, the title, The High Priority of Discipling Our Children. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Then Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. Hear, O sons, a father's instruction, and be attentive that you may gain insight, for I give you good precepts. Do not forsake my teaching. When I was a son with my father, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get insight. Do not forget and do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her and she will keep you. Love her and she will guard you. The beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom, and whatever you get insight. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. Then Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Ephesians 6, verses 1 to 4. Parents carry their children in their hearts. Their children are very important to them and precious to them. As parents, we want the absolute best for all of our children and in every area of life. And for time reasons, we'll stop. We'll pick up there on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're sharing from an article entitled "The High Priority of Discipling Our Children." Father, thank you for every parent, every individual listening, and the opportunity we have of touching the lives of children and discipling them. Anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would help us to excel in the work of doing the work of discipling our children. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, you're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back. Group with "All Praise Goes to You." Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Continue reading from the article entitled "The High Priority of Discipling Our Children." Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Ephesians 6, verses 1 to 4. Parents carry their children in their hearts. Their children are very important to them and precious to them. As parents, we want the absolute best for all of our children in every area of life. A very important truth for all parents to be mindful of is the best that we can give to our children is Jesus. The greatest gift they can ever receive in life is Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Jesus is eternal life. So as parents, we're very wise to do all we can to help and encourage our children to receive Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Once our child is saved, it's one of the great responsibilities of Christian parents to disciple them. It's our calling from the Lord to help and guide our children to become strong, vibrant believers who love and follow Jesus Christ in their life and lifestyle. Why is this so important? First of all, we're commanded to make disciples. See Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. And this very important calling is to start with ourselves and then move directly to our families, our spouses, and children. We are to make disciples starting in our own homes, in our marriages, and in our families. So in considering the great responsibility of discipling our children, just what are some steps or practical building blocks we can utilize in the work of discipling our children? What are things we can do to effectively and practically carry out this very important responsibility? Let's consider a few things a parent can do to help their children to begin to grow up in the Lord. The following are some practical things, ideas, and suggestions Christian parents can do to help and encourage their children to know the Lord and to grow up in their faith as well. First, pray daily with your children. Pray the Lord's Prayer with them and allow them to lead sometimes. Pray Psalm 91 daily with them. Allow them to hear you call their name in prayer every day at home. Give your children incentives to memorize and learn Bible-based prayers. Another suggestion, have your child read no less than 3 chapters in the Word of God aloud to you every day. You can find shorter chapters, psalms, or simply select a given passage for younger children. For children who do not yet know how to read, let them repeat short chapters or passages after you speak them aloud to them. Some of those could be Psalm 1, Psalm 23, Psalm 100, etc. Another idea, ask your child questions about what they have read. What are 2 or 3 important things he or she picked up through what they read from the Word of God? What stood out? Teach your children to obey the Word of God. Teach them to be doers of the Word of God and not hearers only. See James chapter 1, verse 22. Another idea, teach your children the meaning of each of the 10 commandments and have them to memorize the 10 commandments. Teach them to pray the 10 commandments every day for the church and for the nation. Also, parents, it's very important for us to recognize this reality. Someone or something will disciple your child one way or another. In other words, certain people or things will capture your child's attention, interest, and or heart in this world, if we're not careful. Some of these might be celebrities, sports figures, television, the internet, things on his or her cell phone, video games, people they quote-unquote meet in chat rooms, online, etc. Some topics that they come across on the internet may captivate them in their mind and their interest. And yes, these things can begin to quote-unquote disciple our children in their minds. Some of these things can begin to mold their thoughts, their thinking, and their perspectives about life in the world in too many wrong and twisted ways. And too often, the results can be tragic. Consider sad incidents that you can hear too often in the news about young people and things that they do in our news cycles. Some of these news stories include a teenage boy who was shot and killed by an individual as that young man tried to steal something from a store. Next, elementary-age children are attempting and sometimes succeeding in committing suicide. Young people committing suicide after being bullied online or in school. 3 young girls went off into another news story that told of 3 young girls who went off into the woods, and 2 of them tried to stab their friend, the third one, to death. Thank the Lord that she survived, but they attempted to kill her. Another news story, a teen recently walked into his school and began to shoot, murdering a number of his peers and faculty as well. And tragically, we could go on and on. Where do these children and youth get the ideas and thoughts to do such things? Too often, The devil, through the internet and social media, television and movies, is discipling too many children in darkness. Too often these young people are consuming darkness by the gallon. Some of these youths may attend church, but many of them, while they consume darkness and put so much negative info and ideas into their minds, may literally never or almost never even open a Bible and read it. Parents, without question, we have much work to do in discipling our own children, and we have much work to do through the church in reaching youth in our communities. Yet greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We don't have to be fearful. We simply have to trust our Heavenly Father and diligently be about his business. God can work through each of us as parents to help our children greatly in growing up in the faith. Not only can we help them to avoid being victims of this wicked world, but we can also help them to become kingdom warriors. And as kingdom warriors, they can help to bring Christ, the solution to all of the world's problems, to a world that desperately needs him. Again, the title of that article, The High Priority of Discipling Our Children. And once again, if you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Father, once again, thank you for every couple that's listening, husband and wife. Thank you for every parent that's listening. Thank you for every grandparent that may be listening as well. Thank you for the opportunity you give all of us to be involved in the great work of making disciples in our families, in our homes. And thank you for the opportunity to be involved in the great work of discipling our children very specifically. Father, anoint us all afresh with the Spirit of grace that would encourage us to take this responsibility very, very seriously. Help us to know, Lord, that we live in a world that's trying to swallow our children alive, and that warfare, like it or not, is something all of us deal with as adults, but also our children deal with spiritual warfare as well. Help us to take very seriously the need for us to do our part to help our children come to know Christ, to teach them to become students of your word, teach them and train them to pray, and teach them to live the word of God. And help us to know, Lord, that every day is a day for teaching opportunities to teach them about truth, insight from the Word of God, wisdom from the Word of God. And help us to know, Lord, that the best and most powerful weapon in the universe is the Word of God. And as we help us to be mindful that as we equip ourselves with your Word, as we help to equip our spouses with your Word, as we help to equip our children with your Word, help us to know that we're doing great, great kingdom building. Help us to help our children to come to fall afresh and anew in love with you and with your word, and help us to do our part to help them to come to love your word and love reading it every single day. And help us always to be mindful, Lord, that yes, in fact, when we're reading your word, we're spending time with Jesus. And help us to be mindful of the fact that we're always a different person on the other side of time spent with Jesus. Thank you for the opportunity to do that. And Lord, set us on fire with the spirit of prayer. Empower us to be the praying individuals, the praying church you'd have us to be. And set us on fire with the spirit of obedience. Help us to know that every day is a day to be a witness for Christ. Every day is a day to disciple others. Every day is a day to love people, to care about people, to be kind, to reach out to a world very much in need. Help us to maximize our use of every day, and help us to know that every day doing the work of discipleship, as we faithfully carry out this work, that yes, in fact, we are redeeming our time. We thank you and praise you for that opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Just a reminder once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. If you'd like to get copies of one or both of the articles that we shared earlier, the two articles entitled, again, Redeeming the Time with Our Children, the first one, and the second one, The High Priority of Discipling Our Children. If you'd like to get a copy of one or both, email us again, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get them to you. As we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening and you have never given your heart to Jesus Christ, you've never committed your life to Christ, today is a good day, a wonderful day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step, would you from your heart pray this prayer and commit your life to Christ right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrong things I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you every day. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray every day. Help me to obey and follow you every day. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we definitely want to be in touch with you. My email again is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us so we can share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please email us again, joseph@afr.net. We look forward to hearing from you. Thanks again for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.